Good morning.
If a union is decertified, how does it carry on its business as opposed to being certified?
Yeah. Well, we made a very conscious decision here with our leadership, our legal counsels, and other other major public sector unions to, instead of using our resources to recertifying every year and continuing having an ongoing just perpetual organizing drive going on, that we would instead not certify and spend those resources on continuing in an advocacy role for state employees, whether it's advocacy in a grievance process or in a process that might be a legal process, so to pay for some legal issues, or in the legislative process.
Sounds to me like the focus is going to be shifting from the bargaining table to the courtroom.
Well, from the bargaining table to advocacy, well, bargaining is advocacy in a lot of ways. They're required under law, the state's required under law to have a grievance procedure. And so we believe that there are tools available to us under federal law and federal case law that we can continue representing our members in the grievance process for resolution of whatever worksite issues members feel aggrieved in.
Now that dues are no longer being automatically deducted from paychecks,
right.
These things are going to cost money, though, the advocacy
right.
that you plan to do.
Right.
Where will that money come from? And
well,
will it be as much as it used to be?
We're asking state employees to recommit to their union to basically, you know, stand up, speak out, and sign up. And the results of that have been very positive for state employees. You know, where prior they had dues deduction, are now making contributions to their union in the form of dues through debit card, credit card, checks, and all sorts of other financial instruments. We're seeing a very positive reception.
So how optimistic are you for the future?
We have kind of changed the way we do business in that we spend a lot of time talking to our members, and what I'm beginning to see in 2.5 months that we've been doing this is we're seeing stronger local unions rise where members are really taking control rather than, you know, the council, you know, doing a lot of things for the members. And so we see that as being a very healthy thing. And I think eventually where this occurs throughout our union, through all our local unions, will be a very powerful thing because it won't be Scott Walker targeting Marty Beal. It'll be Scott Walker and 57 locals.
Marty Beal, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you.